Hello everybody, my name is Jack Morgan-Jones and welcome to the fourth episode of the Italian Insider Podcast, a new series that uses short stories by Italian authors to explore various topics. Our fourth is by Italo Calvino, and because everything is coronavirus related these days, we're going to stretch this short story in that direction. Calvino's short story, L'Ultimo Canale, was first published in La Repubblica in 1984. It is a first-person account that fits into the postmodernist tradition, through which everyday situations are transformed into fantastical scenes that deal with, in this case, existential anguish. This short story is a bit all over the place, if truth be told, and not particularly inviting. It describes the situation of a person who is located in a padded cell in a hospital room. We don't know what he's done, but we do know he has to write a report in his defence for his lawyers. The doctors, he says, think that he is mad, but he is not, says he, although of course that is what he would say. The doctors are in the dark too, groping about, he narrates to us, much like in Italy today as doctors fight on in the darkness of the very real coronavirus, or COVID-19 as it's come to be called, about which everybody is talking online, with many apparently now expert virologists. In the short story, the doctors at first try to cure their patient through direct means, like the Italian government did through the lockdown. Later, the doctors try curing their patient through indirect means, behaviourally, much like the British government did as they applied nudge theory. The narrator is afflicted with a condition that leaves him motionless, sitting in front of the TV for hours at a time. While Italians are not so easily contained and have taken to the balconies with song during their time in lockdown, there is also a paralytic element here, in that people are, through fear or sheer free time, spending more time staring at their screens. One of the ideas Calvino delivers through his narrator is that there is a sense in the happenings of this world that a coherent story, somehow explicable, is going on somewhere at this very moment. And is this not our relationship with 24-hour news? Ever since 9/11, broadcast news especially relies on crises, and it might be said that 24-hour news can only really serve a positive function when it engages with emergencies such as this one, rather than delivering us delusions of a coherent story.
Condizionato dal bisogno compulsivo di cambiare continuamente canale, un telespettatore impazzisce e pretende di cambiare il mondo a colpi di telecomando.
Translated, this reads, conditioned by the compulsive need to keep changing the channel, a TV addict goes crazy and tries to change the world with his remote control. It may be that it is possible to change the world through the choices we make with our remotes. It is not only those who produce content for our screens that have a responsibility, but also that we, who consume content, have a responsibility too. This is true in times of crisis. We don't need to follow each and every news update, as doing so might only lend support to those who would spread misinformation. Calvino's short story encapsulates both the fear and the rush that somewhere out there in that virtual ether, somebody, we think, has the right answer. Somebody has the truth, even when, although many people know quite a lot about the virus, we know also that nobody has the panacea and much remains unknown. If only the culture encouraged more of us to be the kind of people who actively search for the truths ourselves rather than waited for someone else to find it for us. The concern used to be that invidious truth claimers would offer us greater pleasure through our screens, but currently it seems like the problem has shifted to one in which we are offered greater security. In Calvino's short, the narrator points the remote at the lights, the window, the city outside the window, before going out onto the street to reuse the remote as a weapon. The character's not mad because this doesn't work, but rather because there is no substance behind his actions. However justified his hysteria, in the short story, the police end up dragging him away from the action when he gets too close to reality, and it might be that authority figures do that for his own good, as they currently do for ours.
E se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao, 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 ciao.